Welcome back to the CTO Studio. I am your host, Nikolai Walker. Today we are joined by Igor Mamashin, who is the CTO for Agile Stacks. And just for a quick review, he wrote an article about the seven deadly sins of infrastructure as code. So in our previous segment, we covered sin number one, which is security shortcuts, number two, not implementing automation, and number three, insufficient testing. In this episode, we're going to go through sin number four, which is ignoring cost optimization's best practices, and sin number five, creating junk.
Cost optimization best practices. Yeah. So that's another thing, is that, again, in the rush to deliver, to push the product to our end users, sometimes we ignore some of the cost optimization best practices. And there are many of them, right? From using spot instances to properly right-sizing your servers or Kubernetes pods, to looking at your network traffic, etc., right? Typically, it boils down to auto-scaling, right-sizing, looking at your bottlenecks. And yes, it takes a little bit of extra time to implement this cost optimization best practices. But you will end up spending more if you don't, because it's one-time effort that you do, maybe spend another week of development time, but you might be saving then thousands of dollars every month, and you don't have to do anything. You just keep saving money automatically just because you have those cost optimization practices built in.
And is there a way other than setting up alarms or CloudWatch or to estimate cost? Or what I mean is, so CloudWatch and alarms and that will tell you when certain physical constraints take place. I guess with alarms, you can also set billing alarms, right? When there's some sort of...
Oh yeah, they will ring you up when you spend too much, yeah. But they will not stop their spending, right? The way how it works. They will warn you, but they will continue to allow you to spend more, right? Yeah.
Okay, good. So I think sometimes you're right. In the rush to get product out, you think to yourself, well, let me configure the fully featured Tesla with everything imaginable just to make sure that I can drive from Vegas to San Diego. Versus, hey, you know what? Just to get from Vegas to San Diego, you don't need, a fully featured vehicle. Maybe you just need a couple crucial components, like four wheels and a chassis and two seats and a steering wheel.
Yeah. Well, put together a MVP, but don't forget about cost optimization, because by investing an extra week of time into writing this automation, you're going to save a lot more down the road, especially if the startup or an enterprise gets into more mature stage of cloud adoption. We actually see huge range of spending patterns. We see some companies spending $1,000 per month, and some companies are spending $100,000 per month in the cloud, doing approximately the same things. The range of cost is mind blowing. Really, like you might be able to do the same thing you did with $100,000, and you can reduce it down to $1,000. And actually, to address that need, we have a new stack coming up. It's in beta testing with several customers right now. It's called Optimizer Stack, and that's the goal. There is to help you to analyze your cost by using tags and namespaces. Also help you with finding underutilized resources and alerting you on that. And those are a few things that are kind of like low hanging fruit, that you, when you start looking at it, you can start reducing the size of your cloud bill.
Like if you have an M2 large instance configured, but you're not using it anymore.
Yeah, it's running in the cloud, and you are paying for this instance, but nobody's using it. Yeah.
Someone said to me also that one of the big no-nos of infrastructure is not to tag your resources. And now you just mentioned that the optimizer stack uses tagging.
Yeah. It helps you to tag your resources. We have an auto tagger.
Just so that you can group them and you can just see across, just like the traditional tagging, right?
Yeah, it helps you to understand what is running and why am I paying for it and whether this amount of spend is aligned with the business benefit, right? Because it's a very interesting question to ask oftentimes at the leadership level. You know, what part of my cloud bill is spent on each part of my business so that I understand, you know, whether it's actually aligned with the profit that is coming from each part of this business.
Interesting. So that's kind of where you can annotate the different business functions, like QA created this instance, and then you can start rolling up those expenses and costs according to tags.
Right. Either by department or by product or by project, by microservice. Different companies use different taxonomies, but oftentimes it's just by application. You know, I want to understand out of this massive cloud bill that sometimes can be like hundreds of thousands of lines. Actually, how do I allocate this cost to different apps? And sometimes you will be surprised. Sometimes you'll be surprised is that this little app that you didn't even know exists somehow is consuming one half of your cloud bill.
Great. So let's move on to the fifth sin.
Number five sin is creating cloud junk. And that means that you create a lot of orphan resources that over time just sit in your cloud account and they're sitting there, you're paying for them, and nobody's using them. Often it happens just because DevOps engineers take shortcuts and they don't write code that reliably deletes resources when certain infrastructure gets undeployed. And so if you do a lot of iterations, deploy, you end up things which are not properly deleted and they're just sitting there. And, you know, Amazon is not going to delete them for you. You're responsible to delete them yourself, you know.
Do you think that if I'm logging into the console to do anything, I'm already not doing it right?
It's a red flag. You know, I mean, it's okay to log in to the console to view things. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. But the more you create through the console, the more manual work you have. We are talking about it. It's like manual steps, you know. Those are to avoid, you know.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I feel guilty every time I log into the console and I'm creating things and I'm thinking, how am I going to remember that I did this?
Thanks again for joining us here in the CTO studio. Big thank you to our guest, Igor Mamashin, who is the CTO of Agile Stacks. I would strongly recommend you go out and check out his website, which is agilestacks.com. Also, please check out 7ctos.com. Subscribe to the podcast available in iTunes. And for more of a conversation on this topic or others, please join us at ctostudio.fm. As always, we will see you next time.